Honoring a fallen police officer. Good afternoon. I'm Jeff Moats, 57 degrees at KFOR. Services were held for Ceresco Police Officer Ross Bartlett, who died after last Friday night's crash in northern Lancaster County.
Officer Bartlett has answered his last call. End of watch, April 12, 2024. A true public servant.
Several law enforcement and firefighters attended the service at St. Mark's United Methodist Church this morning. Nebraska State Patrol Chaplain Mark Borquart said that Officer Bartlett served in a number of public safety capacities throughout his life.
From law enforcement to the fire service and corrections, his service made a difference in an old, untold number of our lives in communities.
Officer Bartlett was pronounced dead at a Lincoln hospital after his cruiser was hit by a truck along southbound Highway 77 at Little Salt Road about a mile south of Ceresco last Friday night. That investigation is still ongoing. University of Nebraska Board of Regents today approved of a proposal to sell alcohol at Husker baseball and softball games. The university said all proceeds would be invested back into Haymarket Park, which is over two decades old. Lincoln Regent Tim Clare was one of five votes supporting the proposal.
The profits of this and putting it back into facilities that's going to enhance, you know, the where we are playing our games, that's a positive too, because I think establishing our own baseball field would have been an enormous expense.
Beer taps will be turned on in time for the start of tonight's series opener between the Huskers and Maryland Terrapins. Lincoln Police today and tomorrow, they'll be doing special enforcement that targets drug-impaired drivers.
So during this project, officers will be assigned to monitor potential increases in drug-impaired driving.
That's Police Captain Todd Cutsian, and says that's part of the nationwide drug-impaired driving campaign, the focus again to stop impaired drivers with the intent to prevent serious crashes. The rest of the afternoon, plenty of sunshine and a high around 60. I'm Jeff Moats, KFOR News.